Daily Shift. I hope everyone has enjoyed their Tuesday. Oh my gosh, I feel like every day, I feel like it, even though it's only Tuesday, it feels like we're further in the week. I don't know. Like, maybe it's all the shows, maybe it's... I can't explain it. I just feel like we're further in the week every single time. And I'm okay with that, because that means we're closer to the weekend. Even though, what's happening this weekend? I can tell you what's happening this weekend. I'll tell you in the entertainment segment. But it has to do with wrestling. You folks know I love me some wrestling. I'm sorry, but it's fun to watch. Does no one else here watch wrestling? Drew McIntyre? The Usos? Roman Reigns? Does none of these people... Seth Rollins? No? Okay. Anyway. I wanted to take the time out to... Well, the question of the day is going to be interesting. I hope it's interesting. It's going to be extended. So think about the most relaxing place that you could ever be. I'm going to set it up. I'm teeing it up here. So think about like the most comfortable place that you could be in the world. And that's what we're probably going to talk about later today in the show. So it's going to be fun. I think it's going to be fun because it leaves. Anyway, I'm going to stop there before I start digging a hole like I usually do. what's something that you folks love to do in the morning? Like something that always has to be part, even if you're running late, what has to be part of your morning routine? Like, does it have to be like breakfast? Does it have to be putting on, if it's makeup? I hope brushing your teeth is something like, it's not, it's just something that you do, you know? No one wants to smell that morning breath. Unless you cover it with coffee, then it doesn't make any difference because that coffee, sometimes that coffee is like, whoa, like... I don't know if you folks have ever like been around somebody who just drinks coffee. What about like energy drinks? Is that no? That doesn't really have like a scent, if you will. But no, I don't know. Like I smell coffee and it smells delicious. I just don't drink it. It's not for me, especially espresso. Oh, geez. Especially, like, have you ever heard, like, more information about something and get more worried than you were before? Like, if somebody is like, yeah, and, like, it's stuff that you can't even pronounce. Yeah, it has tehypnol, tetrahedron, stentorship in it. What? What is that? Like, and then you got to do research, and it's like, well, this is, like, the main ingredient in making uranium. And it's like, wait, what? It's... This is what's in my coffee. Like, I can't drink. It's not because of like the things that are in it. It's, well, yeah, it is. Like, I can't, I don't want caffeine. I don't want that extra dose of energy. I don't want to be running up and down. I will literally be like those cartoons. like when they're running on the roof and stuff. Have you ever seen Dexter's Laboratory? And like they had that episode of coffee. That was the tamest version of coffee. Not lame, it was really hilarious. Especially, oh man, go back and watch that episode. There you go, Dexter. I hope they just send me a free box set of Dexter's Laboratory, like all the seasons and the movie. And I want that movie. That movie was so phenomenal. Like, I forgot how great that movie was until like there was a clip on YouTube and I was like, I remember this movie. And it was so fun to just watch because it was like Dexter got a movie. I don't know. What's something that you want to have a movie? I mean, at this point, they're just making movies about, well, they're doing remakes, a lot of remakes, I feel like. So it could change, like, I think, and it's, and they, like I said, leave our stuff alone. Just leave. If there's already been a movie, you don't need to do it again. Like, don't, or call it something else. Like, I don't know, like, Toy Story. Who remembers the first Toy Story? And now think about the last one. Like, was it really as good as like the first time you saw it? You know? And then wasn't it a little bit different? And I don't know. Like when movie, like, because time changes things. So like things that were funny that year may not be funny, or like people won't get the reference or whatever, because they'll reference stuff that like maybe happened or whatever in that time. So it's oh man, how do I, like, some movies can hold up because it has nothing to do with what's going, like Lion King, and then they remade it. Some people like it, some people don't. I'm one of the people that don't get me wrong. Doesn't mean that the voice acting or anything like that was bad. It was just that I didn't like the change from the cartoon over to the realistic version. And maybe there were other problems. Like I never finished the movie, so I can't exactly say. I don't have a race in the horse, so to speak. You know? So like when it comes to where are we going with the wait a minute. Like, why are we talking about that? We're in the entertainment segment. People are like, no, keep going. No. No, this has to stop because we're not even in the entertainment segment. Have you ever been like just gotten a little bit too much information, just like now, but like no, about something, like we were going way off topic, by the way, like but no, have you ever gotten more information about something and then just been completely just pulled back from it? Or makes you go further away from it. It's like, especially like if a friend is trying to get like, oh man, you got to try what's something. You got to try this spa place. Like they give like the best foot massage. You'll love it. And then as you get more information, it's like, yeah, no. And it's like, yeah, they put this kind of water in it. And it's like, oh, well, do they clean the little baths that you put your feet in? Well, mine smelled like jasmine the last time you went in. I was like, but you didn't ask if they cleaned it, because if it still smells like jasmine, maybe it needs a little bit bleach or something. Oh no, they don't use bleach. They think it goes against the tide of your foot. The what of my what? No, I don't care if it goes against the tide of my foot. Figure it out. What you need to do is put some bleach in there. You know, like, I don't know, something. Maybe that's a little extreme. Somebody's like, too far, clutch, too far. We're going to go further. We're going to go deeper into this rabbit hole eventually, not now, because right now what we're going to do is we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about the question of the day. And I hope everyone's ready for it, because I don't know if really I am at this point. Because I know it's going to get deep. There's going to be tears. We're going to cry together. We're going to laugh together. And, hopefully we'll do that all if you stick tuned. This is The Daily Shift. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. You know how to find us on Instagram, Daily Shift 4. Daily Shift, just hit one button, the number 4. You can find us on anchor.fm and send us messages, voice messages. And you can also listen to the podcast, CastBox, Stitcher, you know all of these things. Why? Because you know that you're tuned in to The Daily Shift, and we will see you right after the break. Stick tuned. That feel good mood is, it's just a way, I guess, to describe The Daily Shift. I hope it is. I hope we always just put you in a good mood, a good place, while you have a good morning, a good night, or good afternoon if you're listening to the lunch break. However, I hope we're the ones doing it for you. Just like we're going to do the question of the day. Like, okay. To go in the opposite direction of that feel good, like, if you are laying in a good position while you're asleep, or just having a good drink, what do you hate the most about getting up in the middle of the night? And I know some people are like, oh, I don't want to use the word hate. There's no way you enjoy waking up in the middle of the night to do something. Like, and especially like if it's like, I gotta use the restroom, or like, if like you want just like a sip of water, because it's like you don't want a ton, you don't want a full glass or anything, or maybe you do, you know, but like when it's something so small, like, oh man, how terrible is that, right? Like, what do you hate most or dislike, whatever way you want to use, like, what do you dislike or hate the most about waking up in the middle of the night? I hate when I'm really comfy or having a really good dream, and then I need to get up for something. Like, it takes, especially if you're dreaming, like, have you ever just tried to stay in that little, like, you try to stay in, like, a middle place for that trance, like, in between, like, that in-between world where you're, like, asleep, but at the same time, like, you're like, I gotta go and get this cup of water, or I gotta go to the bathroom, I gotta do this quick before I wake up, and you keep the lights off. Like, I think maybe water might be one of the worst ones. Why do I say water? Because you know what follows with water. When you have water, eventually you're going to need to go to the bathroom. And the only thing you can do is hope that it's not again in the middle of the night, because that means that you've woken up twice in the middle of the night. So I think water can have that double effect, that it's it's a two-hitter quitter. I think water might be one of the worst ones, because everything else is like, all right, it's once, you know. Water is like, I'm back, baby. It's like rematch. It's like that one friend who you like, who's really good at like one video game, they're really good at it, and then like if you don't play Madden, and then like you play Madden and like he keeps beating you, and it's like, I don't even play this game, and you finally beat him once, and then like they show up like rematch. That's exactly how like water is, because like you're like, all right, I'm up, fine, I'll drink some water, you know, you finally, and like you don't wake up, you're like still, and like I said, you're in that like in between space, you know, where you're asleep but you're not asleep, and it's like, if I can just get back to bed in time to like stay in this zone, like I can fall back asleep instantly, no worries. And then you do it. You actually do it. You pull it off. You actually fall asleep. And then like, it's immediate too. It's like one of the, like I said, the in-between zone is like the safe space. But then, I can tell you what happens. You wake up again later, because that water is like, and that AKA the friend is like, rematch, baby, let's go. They have their special controller. And you know it's probably going to be a losing match. You know you're probably going to be awake at the end of it. Because now you're frustrated on top of that. So now you got your heart like pumping a little bit, like, again? That's why you got to watch out for that. Water, is it okay to even drink water like while you're... You know what? That's stuff that we can answer in the next segment. Oh my gosh. We have the facts coming up. We have a lot of stuff coming up. There's a lot. And I think, I'm sorry. I'm grunting a lot because I don't like taking breaks. It's it brings the energy down. It's like, can't we just keep going? But no, we have to get you your music. We have to get all that stuff out there. Give you that break, that little time of reprieve to breathe and be like, oh, okay, let me digest what Clutch just said. Like, because you know I'm right for number one. Like, actually, you know what? Can I change my answer? Waking up and like you took a nap with the lights on. I think that might be the worst one, because then you feel like maybe, I feel like my nap could have been long. Like, it could have been longer, right? Does anyone else feel? No, I'm going to stay with the water one, because like I said, that's two trips. Oh, I couldn't. I don't think that's ever happened to me where I need to like get up twice. I hope now I probably just jinx myself. I need a knock on wood. I'm going to right after this segment, I'm going to knock on wood. I'm going to wish for the best, because that's too many times to get up in general, like any time, like even if like you were in like a crowded, like an event and everyone's sitting down and everyone's silent. Isn't it hard to like, it's not just, well, maybe I would compare the two, right? Sitting in like an event that's supposed to be like proper and whatnot, and like when you stand up and have to go to the bathroom, it can be a little awkward, especially if you're in the front. Oh, don't do that. I'm looking to change seats if I ever get the front seat. Oh my goodness, I could not deal with that. That's a lifestyle I don't want. So what we're gonna do, we're gonna digest this segment for all that it was, and we're gonna take a break. We're gonna come back and we're gonna do the facts, and we're gonna do some more show stuff. We're gonna dance, and we're gonna hug, we're gonna laugh, we're gonna cry, like I mentioned before, and we're gonna do it all on today's show. Possibly, maybe, who knows, we'll see. You know what, the show, it's random, just like the breaks, which is happening right now. The Daily Shift is back, and I hope everyone has enjoyed the show so far. I always say everyone because I want everyone to be included. I don't want anybody to feel excluded or anything like that. Like, have you ever been that person in the party, like, or at anywhere, who just wants everybody to feel included? I hope so. Because right now, I want this next segment to feel included, because it is. It's very much welcome. Why? Because it's the facts. And these facts, I personally enjoy them. Since we were just talking about sleep and things like that, you can follow along at zzzquill.com. So I know some people say Z like Zed. So ZZ, three Zs, three Zs, ZZZQUIL.com. And the first fact, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't even, 12 fun facts about sleep to help you catch Zs and dream in color. So, number one, the longest someone has gone without sleep is 11 days and 25 minutes. And then he died. No, I'm joking. I'm sorry. That was a bad joke. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That's not true. There is an article under these, so you can go and find out what happened and how, like, when this happened and things like that. And it starts out while still in high school. So that's already interesting right there. And the question is, I would probably have is, I wonder how that ends, actually. I want to read this, but we're going to move on to number two. I'm going to leave that for you folks. I mean, who, and especially like when, like in high school and college and things like that, because you got to stay up to study and all. Yeah, I could see that happening. Anyway, number two, elephants sleep less than any other animal. And I think, like, when I was watching Animal Planet, and like I was watching like a herd of elephants supposedly sleep, and I was like, why are they all standing? So it makes me wonder, do they stand while they sleep? That's something else we'll save for another day. How animals sleep? Like, do some sleep underwater? Well, obviously, I mean, fish, you know. Anyway, tigers and infants sleep the same amount. So if you ever wonder, like, why is my kid like a wild animal? Because they sleep the same amount as tigers. And it's not even like a baby tiger. It says about the same as a full-grown tiger. A full-grown tiger. Jeez. Daylight savings can be a killer. And I know not every place has daylight savings time, which is probably why a lot of them are like alive, and like over here in the US we're dying out. No, I'm kidding. Oh my gosh, I'm going dark with the jokes today. What's happening? 10 minutes is key to falling asleep. I definitely want to read this, but it has a really big article. I'm going to read this on my own because I call malarkey on that. 10 minutes? No, no way. I wish it was 10 minutes. You add like another 2 hours and 50 minutes onto that thing. It says, think you don't dream, think again. So I guess it's implying that, oh, wow. Humans usually have between 4 to 6 dreams a night. So there you go. There's a little bit more under there if you want to read that, because that's interesting in and of itself, because 6 dreams, and I don't know about you folks, but usually only does that mean it's like watching 6 movies and only one of them is interesting because that's the one that you remember sometimes, you know? Is it just me or anyone else? No, okay. I guess it's just me. Number 7. There are many sleep-specific words you've probably never heard. And I'm not going to try to say these because they look made up. I don't... they do have them here. So go to zzzquill.com and you can read these words and you can find out if you've heard these words before. And if you have, let me know, because, man. Also, number 8, sleep struggles are not just a human problem. There's evidence that pets and even insects can experience insomnia. So they have to wake up in the middle of the night and use the bathroom too? Is that what they're saying? They have to wake up in the middle of the night and get water. I wonder if they do that little drowsy thing where they're like in between sleep and they're not. That would be kind of fun. You know what? This is all things that I'd love to see. Like, there's more to read there. So, like, just ignore my jokes and probably just pay attention to the facts that they have here. But, no, these are all facts. And there's more. There's 2 more that you can go and check out. I'm not going to spoil everything. I'm going to leave. Oh, actually, there's more than... Wow. I completely forgot that there were 12 and not 10. So there's 4 more that you can go and check out. Let me know what you think of these facts, just like you let me know what you think about the show. Man, I wish, you know what? We're going to do the next segment. We're going to come back. And should I just go ahead and finish the facts? A lot of people are like, just do it. No. Now I'm going to say no. Anyway. Ladies and gentlemen, this is The Daily Shift. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to do more, hopefully, interesting things and get into the entertainment. There's a lot happening in the month of October. Things are revving up, especially with the horror movies and stuff like that. So keep it locked right here on The Daily Shift. I miss you more than life. This is The Daily Shift, and I hope everyone is enjoying the show as we finish out our Tuesday with the entertainment, which I'm excited for because we're in the Halloween season, and I love a good scare. I love a good scary movie. Should this movie just be about recommendations? I was going to talk about other movies, and so, you know what, let's do that. So Halloween ends. That's coming out, of course, as you folks know, October 13th, if I'm not mistaken. You can fact check me on that, but it is coming out this month, and that's something that you want to keep an eye out for. It's the end to Halloween, the series, as a movie. And I'm glad it's ending, not because I'm not enjoying the series, but I don't want it to get stale. I don't want it to be... You know, like, oh, again, like, here we go with another one. Like, Paranormal was for a while. Paranormal Activity was like, well, every Halloween, you know, they're going to release one. Or every other Halloween, however you looked at it. Because I was like, every Halloween when one is coming out. But it was a great series. Like, when and then it got a little bit stale. But yeah, no, it was a good story, and I'm glad. I don't know if they're going to be doing another one. But I think enough time has passed where it's like, you know what, I can do another Paranormal Activity again, if it's good. Conjuring, I feel like they ended that well. If they did indeed end. What are some movies that you're glad ended? Even though you're sad to see it end, but you're glad it ended the way it did, and stuff like that. It's like watching a really good TV series and then getting a really good ending, because you got your ending, and it's like, okay, now leave it alone before, you know, like you do something like that's weird. Like if like Game of Thrones, all of a sudden at the end of it, it's like, and then there was a unicorn that they all had to find. You'd be like, well, what's happening here? I don't know if that happened in the show. I don't know. I've never seen Game of Thrones. I know. Some people are telling me to watch it, but you know, I'm a Lord of the Rings guy. It's already happened for me. anyway, I do want to say I watched Hocus Pocus 2 on Disney Plus. I didn't enjoy it. I can't honestly say that I enjoyed it. I thought some moments were interesting and a good reference to like stuff that happened in the first movie and things like that. But I can't say that I thoroughly enjoyed it. Not to say the acting or anything like that wasn't great. It just wasn't for me. For one, it's probably like, it's one of those movies that like, if it's not in your time, then it's not in your time. You know, it's not for you probably. Maybe that's how it was for me. Like if I go back and watch Hocus Pocus, the first one, maybe I'll be like, wow, I can't believe it. Have you ever had those like where it's like, wow, I can't believe I used to watch this kind of stuff. You know, like I was such a kooky kid. That's right. And you're going to use the word kooky. But no, like, I feel like maybe it's one of those movies where it's like, you, when it's in your time, it's perfect. Like if adults saw you watching Family Guy or watching The Simpsons or whatever, you know, like when it was like your time, like, why are you watching this? I don't get it. Like if you're a Blippi fan, like if you've watched Blippi or SpongeBob, and it's like, why are you into the Samurai Jack, stuff like that, you know? I'm sure now they have, what's the puppy Paw Patrol? Like, you know, if you get it, you get it. If you don't, you don't. You know, it's not for you. That's fine. It's not supposed to be for everyone. It's just, you know, like if you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't, you know? So I feel like Hocus Pocus 2 was one of those movies. I didn't thoroughly enjoy it. I did like some of the moments and things like that. I don't want to spoil anything. Go check it out. Go to Disney Plus right now and check it out. Like the show is just, we're about to, well, after the show, finish out listening to the show and then go and check it out. 13 Ghosts. I know that wasn't like a great movie for everyone. I know on Rotten Tomatoes, it got like a 13%, but I love 13 Ghosts. Why? Because that was from my time. And when I was watching, I was like, that is creepy. Like, I could imagine being stuck in a house with 13 ghosts. And I mean, granted, they weren't, you know what? Go and check out the movie and let me know. Like Signs, the movie Signs. Does anyone else? M. Night Shyamalan? Anyway, check out Signs as well. There's a few recommendations I have. Halloween, the series, if you want to check those out. The Candyman, that's also... Candyman, Friday the 13th, Nightmare on Elm Street. I want to recommend this movie. It's not something that you see on TV every day or anything like that. In fact, if they even play it, I'd be surprised. The Fourth Kind. Oh man, I enjoy that movie so much. It has, who's the main star of like Resident Evil? She plays like an actress in the movie. So if you don't like the movie, if anything else, it's another chance to see her. I know her name, but oh my gosh, it's like on the tip of my tongue. I should just look it up, but no, I don't like, it's this is more entertaining watching me struggle to find the answer. I'm going to think of it as we go off air. Underworld was somebody else. But no, Resident Evil is the actress who I'm thinking of. Alice. She played Alice. I almost called her Alice. I was almost like, her name is Alice. Wow. Anyway, wrong name, Clutch. Anyway, I hope everyone has been enjoying the show. I hope everyone has enjoyed the show. Those are just some of my movie recommendations. Oh, The Conjuring. And also, what was that name? An American Haunting? Was it American Haunting? No, it's A Haunting in Connecticut. I did think that was an interesting movie, to say the least. Like, if it doesn't get you interested, I don't know. Like, I don't know what else to tell you. But I personally think it has an interesting story, to storyline. But yeah. Anyway, we're gonna head out of here. This is the end of the show. So what are you doing? Go to bed. If it's nighttime for you, then good night. And if it's morning and you're starting your day, go out and get your coffee and have a good day. This is The Daily Shift, and we'll see you next time. You tell me that you need me, then you go and cut me down. But wait, you tell me that you're sorry, didn't think I'd turn around. You say